Welcome to the supine mindful movement sequence. We begin this sequence lying on our backs. All of these movements can be performed in a chair if that is more suitable for you. Bringing compassionate attention to the body, allowing yourself to stretch out on your cushion or mat. If your body needs to be supported in a special way, arranging to have pillows or rolled towels placed either underneath the neck or under the knees, or in any location that might be necessary to foster a sense of comfort and ease. Allowing the breath to move freely in the body. May this practice enable you to arrive exactly where you already are, at home in your body, in this moment. Returning our attention to the body in the resting pose. Allowing your arms to rest comfortably by your sides, with your palms facing upwards if that feels comfortable for you. Allowing your feet to fall loosely away from one another. Sensing your body being well supported by the floor. Bringing your awareness to the parts of your body which are making contact with the floor. With each exhalation, giving the weight of the body to the floor a little bit more. Bringing your attention to the sensations of the breath in the body. Noticing where the breath seems most vivid and alive in you in this moment. Perhaps you find the breath most alive in the upper chest. Perhaps you sense the breath most keenly in the ribs and the back. Perhaps the breath seems most vibrant in the soft belly below the rib cage or in the pelvis. Allowing your attention to rest in the breath as it moves in the body. With patient attention, allowing your breath to flow easily without any need to change it. Noticing the depth of each breath. Noticing the rate of the breath and the rhythm of the breath. Sensing the breath as it moves into the body, lifting, expanding. Sensing the breath as it moves out of the body, lowering the ribs and the chest. Experiencing the breath moving through the body. We will refer to this pose as the resting pose. You may return to this pose at any time during your practice, remembering that this is your practice, learning to listen to your body and to give it what it needs. As you begin your next inhalation, lifting the arms up gently off the floor and moving them in an arc over the head until they rest comfortably on the floor above your head. As you are able, respectful of the abilities and limits of your body in this moment. As you begin to exhale, lifting the arms up over the head through the arc and allowing them to come to rest again at your sides at the conclusion of exhale. Continuing to breathe the arms up over the head on inhalation and lowering your arms back to your sides as you exhale. Moving at your own pace, in time with the rhythm of your own breath. At the conclusion of your next exhalation, allowing the arms to remain at rest at your sides, sensing the difference between effort and rest. On your next inhalation, allowing the arms again to move through the arc over the head so that they are resting on the floor above your head. Allowing the breath to move in and out freely, inviting the body to stretch, fingers reaching above the head, heels reaching in the opposite direction, lengthening the body along the floor, exploring the sensations of the body as it lengthens and stretches. Breathing in this position and sensing how the breath itself helps the body to expand. Allowing the left side of the body to rest, while the right foot and the right fingers are pulling in opposite directions, lengthening the right side of the body. Now resting the right side of the body while stretching and lengthening the left side of the body. Experimenting with pointing and flexing of the feet. Sensing the muscles in the backs of the legs and the fronts of the legs. Noticing sensations in the side of the body. The torso, the arms, and the fingers. Returning to stretching the right side of the body as the left side of the body comes again to rest. This time, experimenting with curving the body towards the left side along the floor and stretching the right side of the body, creating an arc like a half moon. Reaching the fingertips towards the left thigh and leg. Resting in this position. Breathing into the right side of the body. Noticing sensations. And as you are ready, reversing the pose, this time reaching the right fingertips towards the right thigh and leg, and stretching the left side of the body into another arc or half moon. Sensing the breath as it moves freely, filling the left side of the body. Noticing other sensations that may arise in the legs and feet, and even in the face. On your next exhalation, coming to the neutral position and breathing the arms back down so they rest at your sides. Arriving in the resting pose, bringing your attention to the sensations of the body breathing. Sensing the weight of the body as it's held by the floor. Noticing any sensation in the left and right sides of the body. Noticing sensations in the hands and feet and face. Bringing your attention to your feet, spreading your toes and curling your toes, noticing sensations in the toes, feet, and legs. Investigate sensations as you rotate the feet on your ankles, first in one direction and then in the other. Allowing your breath to continue to move in and out of the body without effort. Experimenting with sensations in the feet and lower legs by flexing the feet on the ankles, bringing the toes up towards the sky and then, in turn, pointing them back towards the floor. Then allowing the feet to come to rest and noticing sensations. Continuing to investigate sensations in the legs and the hips as you allow the toes to come together, rotating the legs inwards and then outwards. Noticing sensations of stretching and of your muscles working as you alternate one position with the other. Allowing your legs to fall outwards as they rest, and shifting your attention now to your arms and hands. On your next inhalation, bringing the arms upwards towards the sky, allowing them to extend straight away from your chest. Investigating sensations in the fingers as you stretch the fingers wide towards the sky, then balling the fingers into fists. Now rotating the hands on the wrists, first in one direction, then the other. What do you notice? Do sounds arise? On your next exhalation, allowing the arms to float down to your sides, letting go of effort, allowing the floor to receive the full weight of your arms and legs, the torso and the back. Noticing the sensations of the breath in the back as you breathe in and out. On the next exhalation, bringing the chin toward the chest and extending the neck so the usual curve of the neck lengthens along the floor. Breathing in, allowing the head and neck to return to a neutral position. Breathing out, lengthening the back of the neck along the floor. Repeating this movement at your own pace as your breath moves freely. On the next exhalation, allowing the chin to turn towards the right shoulder and sensing the twisting of the neck, while allowing the shoulders to remain at rest. Noticing any tightening in the face and allowing the face to come to rest as well. On the next inhalation, allowing the head to return to the neutral position. And as you exhale, bringing the chin towards the left shoulder, sensing the twist on the opposite side of the neck. Sensing the range of motion possible, and noticing also the limits of motion in this moment. And honoring those limitations. Allowing the breath to move the head from side to side, breathing in as the head comes to neutral, and breathing out as the head twists to each side. Now allowing the head to come to rest again in the neutral position and allowing the body to come to rest in the resting pose. As the breath moves easily in the body, noticing any sensations in the body that may be arising in this moment. Now bringing your feet to rest on the floor with your knees bent and your arms resting at your sides, and bringing attention to the soft belly below the belly button. Noticing the breath as it lifts and lowers in the belly. On the next exhalation, pulling the belly towards the floor so that the lower back lengthens along the floor. Sensing the spine as it flattens out. And on the next inhalation, lifting the belly off the floor and allowing and accentuating the arch of the lower spine. If this is an area of particular sensitivity for you, taking care to be attentive to strong sensations and observing carefully your body's limitations. Allowing the spine to lengthen and flex as you breathe in and out. Exploring the sensations of the back, the belly, and also the hips, the knees, and the feet. Noticing any sensations in the arms and the hands and the face as well. On the next inhalation, while the left leg remains bent, with your left foot on the floor, straightening the right leg and lifting the foot towards the sky. Continuing to breathe with the right leg straight in the air, flexing and pointing the foot, rotating the foot on the ankle, noticing sensations in the right foot and leg, but also the left foot and leg, the arms, hands, and chest. On the next exhalation, lowering and bending the right leg so the foot makes contact with the floor and comes to rest next to the left foot. Noticing any differences in sensations between the left and right sides of the body. On the next inhalation, straightening and lifting the left leg towards the sky while the right leg remains bent with the foot on the floor. Again, investigating the sensations of the left leg as you point and flex the left foot and rotate the foot on the ankle. First one way and then the other. On the next exhalation, gently lowering the left leg so that it is bent and comes to rest next to the right foot. Taking a moment to sense what may have changed in your body. Spreading your arms into a T position. On your next inhalation, straightening both legs with your soles lifted upwards towards the sky. Noticing sensations in your feet and legs. Noticing also sensations in the back and shoulders and face as you support yourself in this position. Allowing the breath to move freely in the body. On the next exhalation, bending the knees and gently lowering the feet back to the floor. Sensing what remains of effort in the body and the sensations of rest. Sensing the weight of the body being held by the floor. Noticing the quality of the breath in this moment. On the next inhalation, pressing down through your feet and lifting your hips upwards towards the sky so that the lower back forms a bridge. Being attentive to any limitations from your body, noticing any strain, and making a choice to accept the limits of your body, whatever they are in this moment. On your next exhalation, allowing your pelvis and hips to return slowly to the floor. Repeating the lifting of the hips and the pelvis with each inhalation, and lowering of the hips with each exhalation. Perhaps noticing as each vertebrae makes contact with the floor. Noticing the suppleness of the spine as it first arches like a bridge and then lowers to the floor like a string of pearls. Coming to rest with the knees bent and your feet on the ground, aware of the breath in the chest and back,
and noticing any sensation in the belly, the chest, the spine, the thighs, knees, feet, and the face. As you are ready, holding each knee or thigh and pulling them gently towards the chest, investigating the lower spine as it is now pressed along the floor by rolling the knees gently from side to side, massaging the lower back against the floor. You may wish to move the knees together in a circular motion so that the lower back is massaged thoroughly as it contacts the floor. Allowing the feet to make contact with the floor once again, with the knees bent, and opening the arms like a T along the floor with palms facing upward as you are able. Allowing the knees to fall open like the pages of a book. Sensing the stretch between the thighs. On your next exhalation, allowing the right knee to come across the body towards the left knee, so that the spine twists along the floor. You may wish to turn your head towards the right so that the twist of the spine extends upward through the neck to the base of the head. Resting in this position, allowing the body to let go with each exhalation. With your arms remaining in a T position, on your next inhalation, returning the head and neck to the neutral position and opening the right knee again as if opening the pages of a book. Sensing again the stretch between the legs, the spine elongated on the floor. As you exhale, bringing both knees together to the right side of the body and turning your head again towards the left. Noticing the limits of your body and respecting those limits. Resting for a moment as you breathe, letting go of any strain. Breathing at your own pace, you may wish to repeat the movement in each direction. As you are ready, straightening your legs and returning to the resting pose. Noticing what may have changed in your body. Sensing the body breathing. And, when you're ready, rolling over onto your stomach and coming into the table position. With your hands below the shoulders, your fingers and arms extended, and the knees under the hips. If you have trouble with your knees, you may wish to put a rolled towel under them for cushioning. Arriving in a position of relative comfort, stability, and balance. On your next inhalation, lifting the head and arching the back so it resembles the sagging spine of a cow. And on your next exhalation, dropping the head to the chest and rounding your back like a cat. Continuing to move with your breath at your own pace, arching and rounding the spine as the breath moves freely in and out. Sensing the suppleness and limits of the spine. Returning to a neutral position, and on your next exhalation, moving your hips and pelvis gently from side to side, as if you were wagging your tail, turning your head to each side in turn, so that the spine forms a gentle arc, first in one direction and then the other. Returning to the neutral table position, sensing what may have changed in the body. Lifting your right arm and extending it forward, fingers reaching straight ahead. Noticing the sensations as you balance yourself on the remaining hand and knees. Sensing which muscles are at work and which ones are at rest. You may wish to lift the opposite leg to further investigate your balance. Noticing which muscles are at work and which ones are at rest. Sensing any tension in the face that may have arisen and letting that go. Allowing the leg and arm to return to their positions under you. And when you are ready, on your next inhalation, lifting and extending the left arm in front of you, adding the lifting of the opposite leg if you wish, allowing the breath to flow easily, sensing both the effort and the ease. Returning to a neutral table position. Bringing your hips back behind the knees, allowing the knees to bend as they are able, extending your arms and fingers on the floor in front of you, and coming to rest in the child's pose. Sensing the stretch in the upper back as the arms reach forward and the hips pull back, letting go of effort and allowing the breath to move freely. As you are ready, extending the legs so that you are stretched out on your belly, folding your arms under your chin, and turning your face so it's resting on one side. Letting the heels fall outwards, sensing the body supported by the floor, feeling the breath moving in the body in the prone resting pose. With each exhalation, letting the floor support your body a bit more. When you are ready, on the next inhalation, lifting the right leg and foot up off the floor, taking care not to raise it too high, which might place undue strain on the lower back. Allowing the breath to move freely as you hold the leg elevated, noticing any sense of strain in the legs, arms, or face. On the next exhalation, gently lowering the leg and noticing the sensations that replace your effort. You may wish to adjust your head so the opposite cheek is resting on your hands. On your next inhalation, lifting the left leg off of the floor, holding it elevated as you breathe, sensing what is present in the legs, left and right, the lower and upper back, and the face. Letting go of any unnecessary tension. On your next exhalation, gently lowering the left leg so it comes to rest next to the right one. Resting here. Breathing. On your next inhalation, lifting both legs up slightly off of the floor, sensing the parts of the body pressing against the floor, supporting you, sensing the effort and the intensity of the sensation, observing the limits of your body, and acknowledging them with kindness. On your next exhalation, gently lowering the legs to the floor, coming to rest, noticing the changing sensations, allowing the breath to move as it will, with each exhalation, letting go a bit more, giving your weight to the floor. Unfolding your arms and bringing your palms to the floor just above your shoulders. On your next inhalation, lifting up the hands, elbows, and head off the floor. If you feel able, lifting the shoulders slightly off the floor as well. Sensing the effort of the upper back and shoulders. And on your next exhalation, lowering the hands, arms, and chest back to the floor, allowing the sensations of rest to be appreciated. Breathing here, and when you're ready, gently rolling onto your back, and arranging yourself into a comfortable position of repose. Allowing your arms to rest at your sides, with the palms facing upwards if that's comfortable for you. Letting go of any effort. allowing the breath to move in and out at its own pace and rhythm. Sensing the breath, breathing the body. Allowing your attention to spread from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Holding all of your body and your breath in awareness. Acknowledging the effort you have made and the gift of mindful attention. Considering that as you move about your life, you may offer the same compassionate attention to your body, moment to moment, breath by breath.